Hi, this is Dan Sullivan. I'd like to welcome you to the Multiplier Mindset Podcast.
Today's game changer transformation story is a legend on the planet by the name of Dean Graziosi. Just a little background, and you know, if you ever get a chance to talk to him, he was basically a garage mechanic out of upstate New York. He saw that as a garage mechanic, just doing that type of job wasn't going to get him where he wanted to go. And so what he started to do was save up earnings from his work as a mechanic, and he started to invest in real estate. Long story short, about 20 years later, he's the number one seller of online training courses for real estate investment on the planet. As a matter of fact, he holds the record. I think it's like 17 years that somewhere he was being seen on television every day for 17 years. I don't think anyone has ever matched this. I mean, I have to tell you, when I belong to the Genius Network, the top level of Genius Network, which is co-hosted by my great friend Joe Polish and Dean Graziosi. I've said very much about Joe over the years, but I have to tell you, when Dean gives us a presentation on how he does what he does, it's like being in Las Vegas and watching a magic show. I mean, I just sit there with my mouth open, and this is just pure genius. You know, and he's got such a feel for how people tick, you know, and what people are looking to take the next jump in their life. So everybody, you know, who knows me kind of sees me as a coach. But I have to tell you, when I'm in Dean's presence, I'm the person sitting in the seats and he's the coach. And I've learned so much from him. So this is just a great story. And he's just so much fun to hang out with.
All entrepreneurs have a story. And it's what gives us kind of our backbone, our drive, our motivation. So for mine, to go as quick as I can about my story is, I always had a desire for more. When you watch your family struggle, we didn't have money. My parents were married 9 times by the time I was 20 years old. We moved 20 times, evicted from places. I lived in a bathroom with my dad as a kid and for almost a year with a little electric heater. I lived in a trailer park with my mom until we got evicted. And, you know, again, everyone can use their past as their fuel or research and development or as their anchor. I wasn't the smartest kid. I didn't go to college. I had dyslexia. But I was lucky enough to have that drive, that motivation to just want to get out of that place in my life. For me, it was the escape was cars. I started fixing wrecked cars and while I was in high school and selling them for a profit. Then I took that same kind of energy and effort and enthusiasm, and being naive helps a lot. I remember people in my town that had money were in real estate. So I was like, hey, that's what I should do. They have money, I don't. My family doesn't have money, they don't. So I modeled successful people in my town that were doing real estate, and I got my first deal with no money down. And along that journey, I realized that successful people had a little bit different habits than people that weren't successful. And I started adopting those into my life, and real estate started to evolve. And it was the last time the market had done a rebound, and I was just there at the right time, hustling. I became a millionaire in my 20s. It sounds good, it sounds like a pitch, but it did. And then all of a sudden there was new responsibilities, new businesses, and new evolution and changes in my life. And I saw this evolution of realizing that what we were told about having to be smart, have the right pedigree, need money to make money, follow the same channels, go to the right colleges, all that stuff was kind of crap in my eyes. I had told myself those bad stories up until I saw this glimpse of that, my own motivation, my own trial and error, and learning in a way that I wanted to learn. I couldn't read good, but I could listen, I could watch and get things done. So I started getting this momentum, and by my late 20s, I just wanted to share that with the world. And don't get me wrong, I wanted to create another business, I wanted to be profitable, but I wanted to share that people have hope. If you have a desire for more, that's all you need. Where we live, this is the greatest country in the world. We still have the American dream. If you're ready for it, if you don't believe the naysayers, if you don't believe, if you don't follow what everybody else does. So I wrote my first course called Think a Little Different, teaching people how to make money with real estate. I shot an infomercial in 1998. I had no clue what I was doing. I hired a team. They filmed on the front yard of my house. I knocked on a million doors to figure out how to even get an infomercial on TV. I had no clue. I had just watched Tony Robbins for years, and I loved the guy, and he inspired me. I'm like, I'm going to do that. Finally got on TV by 1999 and just had a process figuring it out. Almost failed a bunch of times, lost all my money a bunch of times. I was taking all my real estate profits and all my car profits and putting them into this education business to teach other people how to do it. And being clueless, it was just like this money drain. And once again, everybody, the naysayers, and you're not going to make it, and self-doubt, and the pain of that, of feeling lonely as an entrepreneur. Most people don't speak the same language I do. They never did. My parents didn't. My friends didn't. Everybody thought I was the outcast. I was the oddball. And then I wrote my first book in 2006, and it hit the New York Times bestseller list like that. And then I got another show, and we started doing live events. And then I wrote a book called Be a Real Estate Millionaire. And that book went on to be one of the best-selling real estate books of all time, did over 1 million copies sold. And it propelled me into being like the world's leading real estate educator, which was fantastic because I ate my own dog food. I owned hundreds of properties. I did real estate nonstop, and I could just take what I was good at, create it into a system, and then figure out a way to market to get it to people. So in that evolution, I had to become a good marketer. I had to figure out how to be a businessman. I had to figure out how to hire people and get CFOs and assistants and just the journey, right? The entrepreneurial journey. And along that road, and not poor me, but it is a lonely road. Most people don't understand you. And one of the greatest opportunities I ever had in my life is my dear friend Joe Polish said, you have to join Strategic Coach. You will be in a room where everybody's getting smarter and everybody understands who you are because they're the same people. Everybody in that room has had the same struggles in you. Everybody in that room speaks the same language. And Dan Sullivan is the curator of that. It's a man who's been teaching entrepreneurs for decades and teaching them how to create processes and systems and making you feel at home, making you not feel crazy, how to boost your confidence, how to work on your unique abilities, how to get more time for yourself. It sounded too magical. It sounded too perfect. And I joined Strategic Coach and started learning from Dan. And the fact is, I actually learned a lot of Dan's strategies in advance from Joe because he had been a part of Dan Sullivan's group for over 15 years. And it was exactly what Joe had said. I met Dan Sullivan and my life has never been the same. The impact that Dan has had in my life is impossible to measure. When I first started with Dan, I never took free days. Sometimes you get into a success trap. Working hard, working nights, working weekends was a part of my life. I ran away from that broke kid who lived in a trailer park that had dyslexia that didn't go to college. And the only way I knew to keep the momentum was just work, 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 work. If there was a moment, it should be filled with work. When I wasn't working, I was guilty. I wasn't doing what I should be doing. I never gave myself the freedom to breathe. I don't know if I had a breath from 18 to 35. I don't know, or 40. I don't know if I really exhaled. I was afraid I was going to go backwards. I was afraid people would discover maybe I'm not as smart as everybody thinks because comparing myself to an outdated scorecard, like, because I didn't go to college. I didn't have the money. I didn't have the background. Then all of a sudden you get with somebody like Dan who understands the entrepreneurial mind better than any human being alive. I truly believe that. And immediately you feel, I'm blessed with these gifts. I'm blessed that I don't follow everybody else. And one of the first things he did is made me realize that I could take free days, that I don't have to work every moment. And in fact, taking free days allows my brain, leaves my body to regenerate, and I'll be smarter, stronger, faster when I come back. I started taking free days. I started creating different processes. I started working on my unique ability, which is huge for Dan, is we all work on so many different levels of ourselves, and we have to start saying no. And one of the big things I got from Dan, I don't know if he said it or I just took it from him and created that, yes got us out of Egypt, and no will take us to the promised land. Meaning, as entrepreneurs, as people who want more, anybody who's watching right now, if they want to go to another level, we're used to saying yes to everything. We're used to saying yes to the things most people say no to. Yes to overtime. Yes to partners that we might not want to be with right now, but it's a temporary partnership that can get us to the next level. Yes, 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 yes. And all of a sudden, we get to this plateau, and we don't realize that it's time to say no. We have to say no to mostly everything except our unique ability. I didn't know what the hell a unique ability was. Dan said, what's your unique ability? I'm like, I have no clue. But through the years of being with Dan, fine-tuning what I'm good at and just keep getting amazing at that and let other people do the stuff I suck at. I think one of the biggest lies we've ever been told is to work on our weaknesses. And when you get with somebody like Dan, you might know it, you might feel it, but Dan makes you realize that as entrepreneurs, we work on our unique ability and we do everything in our power to protect our confidence. Those impacts on my life, again, it's impossible to measure the impact Dan's had on my life. I'm forever grateful. I tell the world how amazing he is. I push as many people as I can to go join his group. Anything he needs, if Dan called me today and needed me to fly up there and do something for him, I'd do it in a second because of the impacts he's had on my life. I'm insanely grateful. I mean, it's almost a shock when I say this out loud, but my brands and my companies have done over $1 billion in sales since I started from that trailer park and living in a bathroom with my dad and thinking, you know, if I can make $1,000 a week someday, I'll be as good or better than my family. And I don't mean better like because money makes you better, just a better lifestyle, not struggling. You know, my parents, and I'm going to digress here for a second, but, you know, the definition of success for people watching is different for everybody. But I know this, when you get money out of the way, you get to find a better version of yourself. My parents, besides being divorced a lot, struggled and worried about money, so they couldn't come to my baseball. And I understood, even at a young age, they couldn't come when I had a track meet, or they couldn't come to the dance. They couldn't do those things. And not because they didn't love me, it's because they were working. All they ever worried about was money and the lack of it. It's like oxygen and someone squeezes your throat. All you would think about is the air going into your lungs. You don't think about anything else. So when you get money out of the way, you get the opportunity to find a better version of yourself. I hate when people say money doesn't solve problems. One of Dan's greatest quotes is, if you can cut a check for that problem, the problem goes away. And it's true. When my mom was struggling, I retired my mom. When my dad couldn't work anymore, I retired my dad or didn't want to work anymore. When there's problems in the family, I could cut a check for those problems. They go away. I want people not to be afraid to talk about money, because money does solve problems, especially if it's earned ethically and spent wisely. That's what makes the world a better place. That's what fuels economies. That's what capitalism is all about. Capitalism only sounds bad because we've given it a negative representation in recent years, but capitalism is what makes the world a better place. So when I think back with Dan, is yes, I've been able to generate hundreds of millions of dollars with my brands and my companies, but I was never, ever in the space I was in or I'm in now until I met Dan. Because it was always a treadmill. It was always, I need to make the next dollar. I got to keep the company going. What if it fails? And I didn't have the thinking process. Like a lot of the things Dan teaches, we've all done as successful people, entrepreneurs, or people on that journey. But Dan gives it a process and a system. So it wouldn't matter to me. Dan's got a massively successful company, tens of millions of dollars every year, massively profitable. But it wouldn't matter to me if Dan made $1 a year. His wisdom, his knowledge, his expertise, his experience with working with people like me for the past, 35 years or longer, how long he's been doing it, that experience is priceless. Again, I could never equate the money I made, but more than that, I couldn't equate the ability that now I coach Little League, I coach softball, I make every dance recital, I take off when I want, I take my vacations when I want, I become the dad that I want. Being a parent is more important to me than anything that exists. There's nothing. I'd give all this up tomorrow to be their parents. There's not a dollar number in the world that could compromise me from being that dad. And if I look at the evolution and going to strategic coach and being a part of Dan, every quarter that I'm there, I analyze that. Like, what is my unique ability? What should I be working on? How do I spend more time with my children? How do I become a more present dad? And again, I'm not sure if I would have had those skills to be the man I am, the leader I am, the entrepreneur I am, or the dad I am without what Dan taught me.
Being his experience really goes to the heart of what a lot of entrepreneurs find painful about their lives, and that is they didn't become incredibly successful entrepreneurs because of fancy education. You know, they don't have credentials from Harvard. They don't have credentials from any other university system. But what they've done is they've become masters of the marketplace. And what I mean by master of the marketplace is they've identified a particular kind of individual, customer or client, that is stuck. So Dean unstuck himself as an entrepreneur, and then he realized, you know, the education that's really crucial to me is how you unstuck yourself as an individual. And so he's got a worldwide coaching program, the success principles for becoming a millionaire, because he's done it. And that's the education. So you go to college or university, and you go to a business college, and a professor tells you how you're going to do something. But then when you look closely, the professor's done none of the things that would actually require you to be out in the marketplace. They're fearful of the marketplace. Dean was fearful of being judged by people not in the marketplace. And then at a certain point, he said, they can't do anything that I'm doing. And really, it's just his future goals for his next stage of growth That's what he's comparing himself to. So stop comparing yourself to others. There's no way of comparing who you are, where you've come from, how you've transformed yourself with anyone else. Everybody is an individual in their own right. The more you take total responsibility for yourself and you take ownership like Dean has of who he actually is, then the future can constantly grow. And if you don't have the credentials, create the credentials in terms of actual value creation. Such a joy to be around an individual. I always considered a great pleasure and a great reward that every quarter I can spend 2 or 3 days with Dean, and I just learn so much from him. So go to thegapandthegain.coach.